Milan.
Is Rafael in by chance?
Yes, it's speaking.
Hey, Rafael, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I can't complain. A little busy, but makes time go by a little quicker.
what was that?
I was trying to follow up here with you on a finance offer we actually sent out to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was actually in reference to some borrowing history you had there with U.S. Bank. It looks like we got you guys pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I was just trying to touch base there and see how business is going. If you had anything in the pipeline we could help you out with.
You know what? I had asked, but nobody had got back to me at the time. So I ended up going up with somebody else.
I see. What was it you recently had done?
I ended up going with U.S. Bank. They lent me the money.
What was it you did?
Huh?
What was it that you did?
I bought equipment.
Oh, I see.
Hold on. Give me a second. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I ended up purchasing some equipment through them.
I see.
And they gave me a loan. I didn't pull out that much, you know, just what I needed.
I got you. Yeah, the UCC filing was back in 2014, so was this something that you had done pretty recently?
Now, what was that?
Was this something you had done pretty recently with U.S. Bank?
About a week ago, about 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we just
recently. Yeah, somebody had gave me a call, I guess, to do that, and I told them to send me all the information and what would a loan cost me and everything. Nobody got back to me, so, you know, I ended up going with my actual personal bank.
I see. Well, is there maybe any opportunity or anything you were looking to do here towards the rest of this year, early next year, that we might be able to help you out with?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you know, I gotta try to at least make sure I pay this one.
I got it. What type of equipment?
I picked up a boom truck.
Okay.
You know, one of those bucket trucks.
Yeah, how's business been for you this year?
Pretty good. It's picked up a lot more.
There you go.
Last year and this year has picked up more, you know. It just takes time to build, you know.
Of course. And the fact that you're still growing in these times that we're having right now is always good to hear. A lot of these businesses are just on standstill right now with this election going on.
And question, let's say like $100,000, you know, what was your guys' like a percentage on the rate?
It's just going to kind of depend on the length of the term you were looking to take on and kind of just the overall health of the business. I mean, is there any other opportunities to grow there or anything you were looking to take on here with fourth quarter? I got to imagine it's just going to get busier and busier for you.
Yeah, you know, the thing I was trying to see is that I rent right now a property. Mm-hmm. And I park my trucks and I'm trying to, you know, buy a spot, you know, and stop renting it, you know.
I see. How much would that cost you?
That was gonna be a little bit more, maybe like around $100,000-$120,000 at least.
Oh wow. Okay.
At least a decent little lot, you know, where I can park all this stuff.
Yeah, how much is that costing you per month at the moment to store everything?
At the moment, you know, it's not bad. I'm only paying $1,000.
$1,000 a month?
But to me, yeah, $1,000 a month, uh-huh. But it's, to me, it's like $1,000 thrown away, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's very true. Are you familiar with, like, working capital loans, or have you ever taken one out before?
No, not through you guys. Okay. I did one capital loan of $30,000 through U.S. Bank once.
Okay.
But they're, on that type of a loan, it's a little bit higher, you know?
Yeah, with
interest.
Yeah, with working capital loans, the programs we do, you know, it's unsecured cash, so you're not having to put up any collateral like your house or your livelihood, anything like that. And you're basically able to use it however you see fit. And the way we calculate how much we're able to allocate, it's based off your top line revenue. You know, we're like a line of credit's mostly based off of your credit. This is more based off of the overall cash flow of the business. I could give you a ballpark of what we might be able to free up for you. Do you know what you guys did in gross annual sales there last year?
50, I think it was 50,000.
50K?
I have 50K.
I see.
Last year. This year is probably going to be a little bit more. Just like I said, it's picking up, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I haven't
gone through all my books yet, but you know, I'm pretty sure it's above that now this year.
I see. And how many employees there did you have with the business? Was it just yourself, or did you have a few employees there?
Right now, yeah, I have 2 employees.
Okay.
Myself and 2 others.
I see. They're
all family members, you know.
I see. You know, I mean, freeing up capital is definitely one of the programs that we have here. With the sales being as low as you are, I mean, you're probably only looking at anywhere from, I'd say, 5 to 15,000 that we could free up for you. What did you have planned here for the rest of the year? You know, you said things were doing better this year than they were last year. Was there some marketing that you guys implemented this year, or what was it you guys changed?
Pretty much, I put in another website, and it seems to have, you know, gave me more work, more calls, more, you know, more income.
I got you. Was this like a Facebook page you made, or what was it you did?
No, I just ended up paying a company, you know, I think it's like Advisors and Yelp, and I think it's on AngieList now, so.
All those
couple, you know, sites are pulling me kind of, you know, a good amount of calls, you know, daily.
That's good, man. You got to get your name out there, and that's
you have to be out there. You know, everything is now internet. You know,
internet and word of mouth, man. Those are two powerful tools there that you can definitely use. What might be a good email there for you, Raphael? I'll shoot you my information for if anything does come up down the road for you.
Okay, so Milan, like the name, MILAN.
Okay.
And then it's all together, treeservice@yahoo.com.
Milan treeservice at, you said AOL.com?
No, Yahoo.
Yahoo.com. Okay. Yeah. What I'll do is get an email going. It's just going to summarize the offer that we did send out to you, and then it'll have all my contact information in there as well. And as the year progresses here, you know, if anything does come up, some cheap equipment you want to take advantage of, or maybe some capital for some projects that you have coming up, definitely something we can help you out with down the road.
Okay. Sounds perfect. Let me send the in, and then I'll look at it, and I'll give you a call back.
I appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.